Well, as we talked about last night, I think after going through the film, that it was really apparent that preparation that our players put into this game certainly helped us in our overall execution and performance against the Jets. But we had a real good 3 days, 4 days, including Thursday before the game, of concentration, focus, attentiveness, attention to detail, all those things came out in different aspects of the game. So that was kind of a real credit to the players, the way they prepared and performed. We had good energy last night. Obviously, the big plays in the game really tilted the game strongly in our favor. So that was important. Well, I'm going to try to take the next day or so here to kind of get caught up and get reorganized. And we really never had a chance to even spend much time at all in the Indianapolis game. So we need to catch up a little bit on that. And of course, the Jet game from last night. And then as quickly as possible, we'll put all that behind us and turn the page on to Miami. So good to get a couple wins over the Jets. And certainly it was good again to get kind of the bonus points from the turnovers on defense and in the kicking game, that not only were turnovers, but ended up in significant points on the board. So those plays are always especially good to see, because it's hard to count on those going into a game when you get them. Really, and shift the game pretty quickly.
Bill, you mentioned last night, and again a little early, a minute ago, how impressed you were with the way that the players really prepared over the course of the week in a very unique situation. I know it's just a short window, but in a bigger picture, did you learn something about your players and their workmanlike attitude as it could relate to the rest of the season, considering how much importance you put to the schedule after Thanksgiving? I mean, I'm sure it must be a pretty good feeling for a coach to see the way the team responded at this time of the year.
Well, it was good to see us respond very positively to the challenge of going down and playing the Jets on Thanksgiving night. But there's a new challenge every week, and hopefully we'll be able to respond to future challenges in the same positive way, by using the same methods. Working hard, being attentive, putting extra things into it, and doing extra things at this time of year that really can pay off and make a difference. So I hope that we can all see the benefit of doing that in terms of what the results were, and hopefully going forward we can build on this and get that same type of preparation and attention to little things that'll make a difference for us. But yeah, I hope this will be a good. I mean, we always talk about it, and like we don't ever do it. It's just, I thought this was, given everything, the time frame and all that we were working with, it was a very good effort by the players and responded to that. So hopefully we'll be able to do it again.
Bill, another week and another offensive lineman stepping up when a starter goes down. Could you sort of assess Marcus on the right side last night, how he did, and then also comment on the entire line, which, again, was very good, not allowing a single sack of Tom?
Well, Marcus did a real good job filling in there at right tackle. I thought he had did a good job in the past game. He also had some strong run blocks, and we all know he's a very athletic and powerful man, and he played to that a number of times, which I thought he did for us in preseason and during training camp as well, that he showed a very good presence on the field at that spot. Fortunately for the team, Sebastian has been able to hold that down, but last night we need to call on Marcus, and as he did in the first couple of games of the season, and they were kind of alternating in there as Sebastian was working his way back. Marcus did a pretty good job for us. So, and as you said, that's kind of been the way it's been on the line, other than the left tackle and center. We've had multiple people play both guard positions, and then two guys played right tackle. So think it's a real credit to the way that group works together, the way they practice together, and certainly the way Dante has molded them as a group and is a very effective offensive line unit. But I'd say even in practice, when we move those people in and out of the lineup, and different guys play center, different guys play the guard positions, roll the tackles through, and so forth, that even in practice, you really don't notice. I mean, obviously, if you're looking at a particular position, you notice, but by the results of the play, you don't usually notice really who's in there. That kind of whoever it is gets it right, does the job, and that is not a problem on the play for the most part. And so it's a pretty comforting feeling that kind of whichever guys have to go in there and play, they've played with each other, the communication's good, and that they can physically and functionally do the job that they're asked to do, and do it at a high competitive level. So, it's been a strength for us through the years, and I think it continues to be this year so far. Whichever guys have had to play, or in some cases we've played 6-7 players in one game, that they've stepped in there and done a good job.
You touched on what I wanted to ask you about in your opening comments about all the turnovers you've generated and the ability, when the defense has been brought it in, for the offense to turn that turnover into points. And I just wanted to sort of get your thoughts on that dynamic and how much of a game-changing scenario that can be when you validate forcing a turnover with points on the other end.
Well, I think last night is the exhibit A on how quickly the game can change. Turnovers are a huge part of the game. Other than points, they're probably statistically the highest correlation to winning. But we had a lot of turnovers earlier in the year, and we didn't get enough point production out of those turnovers. A lot of times we turned the ball over and ended up leaving with not many points. So even though we had a turnover differential advantage, that didn't really translate into a big point advantage with those turnovers. And the past few weeks, that number has changed more in our favor, where the turnovers have been converted into points, in a lot of cases touchdowns. So we all saw how quickly that very competitive game last night, that was when the score was tied and teams were battling back and forth, and then all of a sudden there was 35 points up there. But that's how it happens. Is big play, a turnover, a score, another turnover, another big play, and when you get all those yards in one play, whether it's on a big play or a turnover, then that's what explosive plays. That's what defines them, and certainly changes the whole dynamic of the game. I mean, even though 14 play, 80-yard drive that takes 7.5 minutes is you get the same amount of points and all that, but at the end of it, it takes longer and it doesn't change the game as quickly, obviously. So being able to take advantage of those opportunities and turn them into points, whether it's Julian's return or Steve's return, or like we had in the Indianapolis game, the strip sack, and then the pass to Gronkowski on the next play from like the 20-yard line or whatever it was. When it happens that fast, it really just gets it swinging them in a hurry.
Can you kind of feel things feeding off each other on the sidelines when that happens, or are they sort of isolated and it just happens that you follow one good with another good?
I think those plays always energize you a little bit, but we really try to go out there and do that on every play, believe it or not. We get down there on the kickoff team, we're always thinking about making a big play, tackling them inside the 20, knocking a ball loose. We go out there on the punt return or kickoff return team, we're always thinking about taking it to the house, trying to execute the play properly, whether it's blocking a punt or returning a kick, whatever it happens to be, that play is going to end up in the end zone for us. And the same thing, on a lot of plays offensively or defensively, that we're trying to create turnovers, we're trying to make big plays, score on long runs or long passes. Doesn't always mean throw the ball 90 yards down the field, but it can also be catch and run plays or hit a seam in the running game, block a defensive back, break a tackle, and go. So, I mean, we're always thinking about those plays. I mean, obviously, they're lucky if you get a couple of the game, but I think the positive attitude and the understanding of the concept of, you know, everybody getting their man or everybody doing the right thing to be able to knock the ball off the quarterback or disrupt the passing game so that we can get our hands on a ball and intercept it or return a kick or make a big play offensively, that those things are, you know, always kind of in the back of your mind when we call it play.
Maybe looking at the defensive guys that have forced turnovers for you lately, just off the top of my head, it looked like Gregory's interception. You know, I don't know if that's just watching film and reading a play correctly, or have the turnovers lately sort of just been instinctive, or have they been because of preparation where you know something's coming or they're wanting to do this?
Well, I think preparation's a big part of it, especially on a play like that. I mean, Steve's a very astute player, experienced and intelligent to pick up little things and little tips and keys, and does a good job of reading the quarterback and is able to use his experience on a play like that to see the route develop, anticipate it, and then most importantly, pull the trigger and react to it quickly so that he can make the play. I mean, I think if he had hesitated a little bit or hadn't quite got quite as good a jump on the ball, he would have gotten there maybe just in time to break it up or make the tackle, but I mean, it was that extra jump on it, the split-second explosion and ability to attack the play that turned it into a turnover. And defensively, plays like the Sanchez fumble, we didn't really have a lot to do with that play. That was more of a mistake on their part, you know, than it was a great defensive play, but we were able to capitalize on it and take advantage of it, and of course we've all seen those plays this year and in other years, whether it be our team or another team, where you know, a guy drops an interception or a guy has a chance to recover a fumble and it somehow squirts out and, you know, the team should get it, doesn't get it, that kind of thing. So some of that's creating opportunities and some of it's also capitalizing on the opportunities when they're there, and usually over the course of the game, you're going to get a couple opportunities to take the ball away somewhere along the line, defensively or in the kicking game, and then it's being alert enough to capitalize on having everybody hustle and being alert, reacting to them quickly. And those are the ones you usually get. A lot of times you get those opportunities and you don't capitalize on them because you're just not alert enough, you're just not reacting quickly enough, you just don't have that same that split-second difference in energy and anticipation or reaction that causes you to make the difference as opposed to not making it. So the more alert you are, the more effort you're given, the faster you are at the ball, the more of those good things usually happen.
I'm sure a lot of people were wondering maybe how your offense would perform without Rob in there. You got Aaron back. How'd you feel he played, and also the role that Daniel was able to fill last night?
Oh, well, Daniel did a good job for us. I thought that he showed up on a number of plays in the running game and in the passing game. So I thought he did a good job, and Aaron did as well. He certainly had a nice play there early in the game to change the field position for us on the play-action pass. I think it's tough when a player's been out for a few weeks to come right back in at the same level that he would be if he were playing all those consecutive weeks and practicing. So I think Aaron did some good things, and I would hope that in the next game that he plays that he'd be able to build on last night and take it to higher ground. So I know he'll work hard on the practice field and work hard in his preparation and some of the little things and things that make a difference between a good play and a great play. You know, he'll work hard to make those things happen, and hopefully he'll improve every week. And I think we sort of saw a little bit of the same thing with Julian when he came back. But, you know, after couple, two, 3 weeks back in there that he, you know, his execution was just a little bit sharper, that's all. And sometimes that coincides with opportunities, sometimes it doesn't, but just the overall level of play should be higher with more repetitions and more practice. Otherwise, there's no point in us, the point in us doing it.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it.
Okay, great. Thank you. Have a good weekend.